Nolte, top Kamala surrogate Mark Cuban tries and fails again to explain sexist smear. By John Nolte on November 1, 2024. For the second time in 2 days, dim-witted billionaire and top Kamala Harris surrogate Mark Cuban has tried and failed to explain away his sexist smear of tens of millions of women. Thursday on The View, Cuban said of former President Trump's female staffers and supporters, "Why you never see Trump around strong, intelligent women. Ever. It's just that simple. They're intimidating to him. He doesn't like to be challenged by them." Apparently, according to Cuban, only former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley qualifies as a strong and intelligent woman. Nikki Haley will call him on his nonsense with reproductive rights and how he sees and treats and talks about women, he added. I mean, he just can't have her around. It wouldn't work. But even if you accept the asininity, if that's not a word, it is now, of what Cuban said. Trump did have Nikki Haley around when she served as his United Nations ambassador. So no matter how you parse Cuban's asininity, told you that was a word, it's not true. That aside, what Cuban is declaratively saying is that the women Trump does surround himself with are all dumb and compliant. Well, as you can imagine, those women spoke up in force. Later in the day, the fallout forced Cuban to tweet out explanation number one. Let's clarify something, Cuban tweeted to let the ladies know some mansplaining was about to be had. This is what I said during a conversation about why Nikki Haley was not active in his campaign Donald Trump. You never see him around strong, intelligent women. Ever. It's just that simple. They're intimidating to him. He doesn't like to be challenged by them and, you know, Nikki Haley will call him on his nonsense with reproductive rights and how he sees and treats and talks about women. I mean, he just can't have her around. It wouldn't work. I'm happy to clarify that. 1. I know many strong, intelligent women voting for Trump. Including in my extended family. I'm certainly not saying female voters are not smart, strong and intelligent. 2. I know he has worked with strong intelligent women. Like Elaine Joe, Kellyanne, Ivanka and many others. I stand by my opinion that he does not like being challenged publicly. Of course, that's pure gibberish, pure nonsense. It's one thing to say Trump does not like to be challenged publicly. It's another to say, as Cuban did, that because Trump doesn't like to be challenged publicly, all the women he keeps around are dumb and compliant. After that explanation blew up in his face, America's dumbest billionaire tried again on Friday. Now he's saying he misspoke. When I said this during the interview, I didn't get it out exactly the way I thought I did, Cuban tweeted. So I apologize to anyone who felt slighted or upset by my response. As I said, it wasn't about Trump voters, supporters or employees. Current or former. He added, and, I set myself up for the 6-second soundbite. No excuses. Can't nail every interview. My skin is thick enough. Just like Joe Biden calling all of us garbage. All Cuban did was feel too comfortable in The View's henhouse echo chamber. Which resulted in him telling the truth about how he sees women who support Trump. How do I know that? One word, ever. As in, why you never see Trump around strong, intelligent women. Ever. America's dumbest billionaire said ever. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.